thank you very much for this privilege and congratulations, you know, on your new appointment. First of all, were you surprised, you know, that you were called upon to come and take charge of the Super Eagles?
Thanks for having me, Bumi. Yes, I was very, very surprised. It's not something I expected, but I was called upon. It was shocking to me, but here we are.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the team. It's a short period of time.
It is.
Yeah. How well do you know the Super Eagles?
I would say 80%. 80%. But even at that, it's not something I can say no to now because of my position. If I was an outsider coming in, yes, I would still take it. But then I will ask a lot of questions, and then we have targets, and then we have to discuss. But right now, I'm an employee of the Football Federation, and when we all know when there's a vacuum, it's the technical director that steps in. So if even it's one day to the tournament, I have no choice but just to take it.
Does this put you under any pressure?
Yes, it does. It does. It does in the sense that, you know, expectations are high, but I think we are equal to it, yes.
You're someone that have handled the Super Eagles before. You know, even under a short notice then, you got a team that got to the semifinals, won a bronze medal. What's the difference between then and now?
Then I was part of the team from day one. Assistant to our chairman, Christian Chukwu, who I adore a lot. And unfortunately, we drew against Angola in Kano. And then the last two qualifiers in Algeria and against Zimbabwe in Abuja, I was asked to take charge. So right after that, it was Nations Cup. The big tournament was coming up. So I was part of the team right from day one. So this one now, I am part of the team, but in and out. Most of the time in the office, 75% time in the office. It's only when the Eagles have a game or going on a trip. Yes, occasionally I go with them. And then that's the difference. That one was part of it from day one. This one I'm not part of, you know, the team training day in, day out. Except when there are games, yes, I go in and just observe.
Well, the notice might be short, the time might be short, but you seem to be carrying the weight and hope of a lot of Nigerian local coaches.
Correct.
I don't know if this puts extra pressure on you, you know, that makes you want to, like, prove yourself, even go extra.
I don't have to prove myself. I mean, we all know it's a project for all Nigerian coaches. And I've gotten a lot of calls from our Nigerian coaches as well, you know, pledging their support. And I just hope with prayers as well, their support will be good enough. But even at that, we have to do the job. The players have their part to play, coaches have their part to play, administrators also have a part to play. And entire Nigerians have their part to play. So it's one project everybody has to, like, you know, put heads together and make sure this project is successful.
Now, for me, I'm excited, you know, with some, there are some particular players in the Super League that excites me. And I listened to one of your interviews, which you did about 4 months ago. You talked about some players, you know, I'm sure with the way we're talking, we're excited to work, you'll be excited to work with such players. You mentioned Chidera Ejike, you mentioned Samuel Chukwueze,
Wilfred
Ndidi, Kelechi Iheanacho. You said Wilfred is not at his best yet. He can still, you know, improve. You know, you must be looking forward to working with some players. I could see smiles on your face.
Yeah, I'm very convinced. They're intelligent. They play in top-flight football in Europe. So I think when we bring our own style of football, they should be able to adjust. And once they adjust, I don't think we'll have problems. Yes, exciting to work with these excellent and great players who are playing their trade in Europe, and they are top players. So it's exciting.
Exciting. Can you mention one or two players that maybe you're looking forward to working with exactly?
No, the entire team. The entire team, because the list was submitted to CAF. Sometimes in November, provisional list. I think all the countries did, because I have it with CAF logo on it, so there is no two ways around it. I mean, probably this has not come to the public notice because people have been, I'm only compelled to say this now because people have been asking me, are you going to come up with your list? We want to see the list. So there's a list that provisionalists have been submitted long ago, but we'll try to see how we can probably bring few on board, if it's allowed, if it's permitted. But if it's not permitted, we'll still work with what the list that has been dropped with CAF, and I think we can still get an excellent team from that list.
Talking about the list now, we understand that some players are missing. Players like Taiwo Awoniyi, Dennis Bonaventure, are these players on the list?
They're on the list. They're on that list. They're on that list.
They're on that list.
Yeah,
and now we also understand that you've contacted players like Tulichi Nwakali.
No, I didn't contact Tulichi Nwakali, no.
So he's not one of the players you're looking at for the Nations
Cup. I just said if time permits, or if it's permitted to alter the list, I will bring it 2 or 3 years. But I have to speak with the Federation first, and then they will contact CAF. If it's possible, yes. But as we speak right now, myself and Kelechi, we spoke, but it's not on that list that was submitted to CAF. If there's a possibility, yes, I like the kid.
Okay, sir. So if there's a possibility of altering the list, is there any chance for MPFL players?
Yes.
To make the AFCON quota?
It depends. I mean, we have days to train before the first game, before the finals will be submitted. So depends on what we see out there.
But do you already have players from the MPFL that you're looking at?
About 2 or 3.
Defense, attack?
It doesn't matter, about 2 or 3.
Okay. Now, for you, looking at the time, I also spoke with Chief Adewale recently, and he said, you have enough time, to do something. What would be your target?
It's a father to me. We speak every now and then. We still spoke last week. He guides me a lot. And yes, there's a bit of time. Like I said, most of these players are intelligent. What you have to do is just tell them the way we want to play. And they have to do it the way we want, not the way they want. And then, like I said, they are very intelligent. Once we train tactically and then we have our formations, I think they can be able to carry out the instructions.
Now, people have been searching the web, searching the world, trying to find out what else Tim Gavoyne's philosophy. What's your kind of football?
I like entertaining football, but we're going forward to score goals, but we have to be mindful about defense as well. And that's why the group has to work as a team. Defensive responsibilities are not left for defenders alone, and offensive responsibilities are not left for attackers alone. So it's a collection of 11 players working together to achieve the same goal. Entertainment and also, playing forward. It's not just defensive, but I think it's more ball possession with the intention of going to score goals.
If you are given the chance to start training with the Super Eagles like this morning,
yes,
where would be that place you think I need to work on the most?
Defense.
Why defense?
No, because if defense is tight, like I said, responsibility is not left for defenders alone, not just the back four. When I say defense, I mean the entire team had to defend. The entire 11 players had to defend.
Are you satisfied with the performances of the Super Eagles defenders currently? Can they do better? Is there some one or two players you think you need to tweak, in that defense?
I don't think so. We've not gotten to that yet, I think defense, I'm very satisfied. What I'm saying is working as a team to defend is more of my concern, not just leaving defensive responsibility for the back four alone.
So what would you say you learned in 2006 that you will bring it forward to 2021? Maybe a mistake, maybe something you could have done better, maybe something you have improved on.
I think we did everything right then. We were just unlucky. We are still finding a word to see how the AR1 couldn't just pick up that upside from Drogba. If there was VAR, maybe yes, maybe no. Didi Drogba is one player I adore a lot. Very intelligent. You might catch him 10 times in the upside position, but only for once he can just be free. He's a striker who plays off the shoulders of defenders. That was just a little mistake. I think we did everything right. It was just that little mistake, letting Drogba slip. That one second. That was the only. But now there are a whole lot of clinical players around today. and we won't let them play off the shoulder of defenders. You have to make sure you keep them in your front. That is why we have to now work on defense as a unit.
Okay. And in that interview that I saw recently, you talked about the spine of the team, how you formed
Correct.
The team. You know, you're talking about a line you mm-hmm. know, through which you build your team. So how do you intend to build this team now, looking at the short period? Is this still the same philosophy?
All the players are available. They are available. So it's for me and my colleagues now to just identify them and make sure we have that line. They are available.
So you have the kind of players you want
yes.
that can give you the kind of team that you want.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And so many Nigerians, maybe a lot of them will not be interested in some of the stories we said before. Can Nigeria win the Africa Cup of Nations?
Nobody can say that. You don't own tomorrow. Nobody owns tomorrow. But we want to try to make sure we put smiles in the face of Nigerians. Not just us, the entire nation. The coaches are praying for us. And the players have a job to do because they are the primary actors. We will only guide them. At the end of the day, we make sure we triumph and Nigerians will be happy.
So under your team, would there be a code of conduct, rules and regulations?
That's very difficult to answer, you know, because I like to leave players to be responsible for their actions. They are no kids. Some of them are married. They manage their home. And they are professionals. They live off football. So if you now start coming up with code of conduct, not under 17, senior team, it's a bit funny. But if it becomes necessary, we will. I think the first meeting, we just have to like interact and let them know the do's and don'ts. Instead of typing a paper and start giving it to adults. It's a bit funny. You know, I know why this question is coming up, because a lot of people are talking about indiscipline in the team, of which I have not seen the entire time I've been around them at home in Lagos games and going away a few times away. I've not seen any sign of indiscipline. But code of conduct, I don't know if it's necessary, we will. But I like leaving players, you know, to be responsible for their actions.
One player,
and if anybody falters, he's out.
One player that is doubtful for the Nations Cup is Victor Osimhen. Have you been in touch with him? Will he be available? If not, do you have alternatives?
A lot of alternatives. But, you know, Victor brings a lot to the team. Yes, I spoke with him some 2 days ago. We didn't talk about football. I was only concerned about his health and told me he's fine. And we left it at that. So we keep monitoring. I didn't want to start boring him with Cup of Nations. I'll come and play this. So which means we are just... It's just what we want from him, to come and perform and win the cup. But we have to look after his health as well. We only spoke about his health. He told me it's fine. So we'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay, when he told you it's fine, that means he'll be available for the mission.
Hopefully.
So have you started them watching tapes and clips of our group stage opponents?
They have not sent all to me. I've gotten some. I think I've watched only 2. And we'll keep watching. That's a very good one, yes.
Is there any opponent that you think can give Nigeria so much trouble that you will have to consider?
All the opponents. To qualify for the AFCON is not so easy. You know, football today is not the way it used to be. And if you're not ready, you get shocked. So every team has to be on their toes. The way we approach team A is the same way we approach team B. And I'm very sure that's the same approach from our opponents to Nigeria as well. You know, Nigeria is a big name. Anybody who wants to play against Nigeria, they intend to raise their game. So we have to be ready also.
In 2006, we had what could be termed as a group of death. And, you know, surprisingly to a lot of Nigerians, we navigated that group, you know, and not easily, but with all maximum points. Would that be your targets? And what did you learn back then that you could bring it forward to 2021?
You know, that's a different football game. We had different players then. You know, Tai Taiwo, Chidi Odia, Nakariri, Joseph Yobo, who is the coach now. You know, Ayila, a whole lot of them, Taka. So, it was different African Cup of Nations. But beating Ghana, the likes of Apia and all of that, and Senegal had the deal of El Hadji Diop, it wasn't that easy. But it was a collective effort. You know, we play with 11, we attack with 11, we defend with 11. And that's the same thing we are going to try to bring into this team as well. You know, because if we are rock solid defending as a team, I think we can survive. I'm not going to tell if we're going to win all 3 games, but our targets to qualify out of that group and move further.
If you have to pick favorites to win the Africa Cup of Nations in January, February, who would be the favorites to win?
I don't know. I'm not going to say that because what do you call this? That in our guesses, what do you call them?
Octopus.
I'm not an octopus. So I can't say everybody going to African Cup of Nations has. Maybe some teams don't have any mind to win. They just want to participate. But many teams out there wants to win it. And you know the joy that will bring to you when you win the African Cup of Nations. Yes.
You've won it before. Which team would you say it's going to be the toughest opponent? Probably because of their players or rankings or something like that.
Boni, it's hard to say. If you start mentioning teams, which means you are disrespecting the other teams. So I'd rather avoid that question. Teams are tough. Teams are tough everywhere in the world. There's improvement. With this modern technology, they analyze individual players, they analyze collective players, they analyze line by line. So it's a very huge job, and not for one person alone. So when they analyze one player, analyze defense, analyze the entire group, becomes difficult. And they find a solution, and that's how we have to do our own analysis as well. So it's not so easy. It's difficult to see.
And Nigeria, one of the favorites to win the Cup of Nations.
Nigeria should be one of the favorites, yes.
Okay. And then one thing Coach Adegbunni Bide said is very important is your relationship with the Nigeria Football Federation. Have you met with the Nigeria Football Federation? Have you laid down some of the things that you need to be successful at the Nations Cup? Have they offered you enough support that you think is good to go?
Yeah, verbally, yes. We're actually having a meeting tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday, yeah. We have a meeting tomorrow.
Okay, so before then.
With my garden, yes.
Okay, thank you very much for this privilege.
Pleasure, sir.
At the Africa Cup of Nations and even beyond. And one more question. There's this talk about, there's still a foreign coach coming, to take over the Super Eagles. Are you worried? Are you perturbed?
No.
Are you concerned?
Not at all. I have a job to do, technical director. My intention, like as we started with this whole interview, it was a shocker to me that I've been saddled with this responsibility. And I'm happy with being technical director because we want to try to do all we can to develop football. So if somebody else is coming, from the bottom of my heart, I don't really mind at all. Because I owe this country to develop because I started as a youth player from a Marathon Youth Football Club, Yobosa, Sam Coasters, and went on to play for NNPC, Benin Insurance, AC before I left the shores of this country. And I started football when I was like 10 years old, 10 or 11, yes. I never liked football in the beginning, but all of a sudden, I picked interest and then was successful. So I want to see how we can also, develop young players tomorrow and then we leave legacy when we leave this office. So if somebody else will come in, I'm telling you now, from the bottom of my heart, it doesn't really matter. Provided I'm happy with what I'm doing, I'm given the opportunity. NFF has supported me so far, leadership of Amaju Pinnick, of all my direct boss, the GS, and Fresh. So development is more of what I'm looking at. So if somebody will come in, honestly, to me, it doesn't bother me. But for the time being that we're here, we will try to make a mark.
Your understanding with your backroom staff is also very important.
Very, very.
You have some of the people you've been working with for some time now, including Joseph Yobo, whom you coach. What's your relationship like with
all of them? Very cordial. That is why all of us have to come out with a clean mind and have the same objective, the same goal. And yes, we are open to criticize and argue, but for the right reasons. And at the end of the day, I have the final say in everything. So I'm open to listen to everybody. The good thing is we've worked for a long time now, and all of us, everybody mentioned there. Garbalawa also played for me, time passed. Kano played for me. JJ, we played together and then he left. I left and then they continued. Those are just advisory roles. And Salisu, yes, we've not worked together before, but we have good relationship. I've met him a couple of times before. So we've discussed football before as well. And I don't see any problem at all.
Well, I don't know, maybe I'm still overstepping my boundary, but maybe one more. 94, 2001. What is it that, compared to 94's squad, is like the golden generation?
Mm.
Like, what is it that you had in 94 that either we are lacking or we have now in 2021? Is there any comparison between the two squads, 94-2001 team?
2021?
2021, rather.
Determination. I just told you, determination.
Is it lacking or is it what we have now?
It's lacking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Determination is lacking. Determination how do you going to work on that? And why do you think they are not as determined as they ought to be?
I don't know. I don't know, probably because the way football is these days. So it's about determination, it's about giving it all, it's about wanting to do it. And these are some of the things we have to let them know as well. Because there's a whole lot to benefit when you put smiles in the face of Nigeria. A whole lot to benefit. Yeah.
Thank you, Coach. My pleasure, sir. I appreciate this time. Thank you very much. Okay, that's fantastic.